This is Budapest calling. There are five students with us from different countries, including Hungary, and they are also right now in different countries. Although 2 weeks ago, we had a class at ELTE in Budapest when we didn't know how things will continue, how everyday life will change in all around the world. Please tell us about where you are right now and where you are speaking from.
Hi, I'm speaking from a flat in the center of Budapest, but I'm not at home at the moment because of the pandemic case.
Okay.
I'm speaking from Budapest.
Are you in quarantine?
No, I'm not under quarantine, but I don't leave my home. So that's nothing official. Just I don't feel that I should go outside.
You have the freedom to choose. Maybe tomorrow
yes.
You will not have that. Okay.
I'm in Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, right now. I'm in the official self-isolation. I don't have the right to go outside. I got stuck here.
Mm. Please share with us your stories from last week. How did you spend your last week? You told us that you moved away from home.
Yeah.
How did you get to this situation that you cannot stay at home?
Well, about 10 days ago, I found out that I was contacted with a person who contacted a person with the coronavirus. So that my boyfriend, that is a doctor and works at a clinic, and the patient was brought into the clinic with a suspicion of the coronavirus, but his test came out 4 times negative. So they sent him home. And afterwards, he was treated with influenza, but he went back to the hospital because the symptoms didn't get any better. And they made a new virus test, which surprisingly turned out positive. And the problem was that the doctors have met him as he didn't have any coronavirus, so they were not protected well. And I met one of these doctors, who is my boyfriend's dad, so I had to move away from home to protect my family, who were not at this time home, so we haven't met. That's why I had to move to a different flat. And now I'm in a voluntary self-quarantine for the protection of my surroundings.
How much time did you spend in that flat?
This is my 10th day, but we don't have any symptoms until now. So probably there is no problem, but for the safetyness, it was necessary.
How do you get food?
My father brings us food every 2 days or so, and he leaves it at our doorstep, so he doesn't contact us in any ways.
Now, let's turn to, you said you're homeschooling?
Yes, I have 3 younger siblings. 2 of them are currently in secondary school, so they don't need any help. They are managing their own schedules and their own online meetings on different platforms. So it's really interesting for me. But my youngest brother, he needs some support from Hungarian literature and grammar and German. So I try to help him. But it's really fantastic to observe that the teachers and the whole school system stood up really, really fast, and they are trying everything to provide the essential skills and essential learning material during this incredibly hard time for everyone. This is incredible what they do right now.
But if I'm correct, they also need you to help.
Yes, sometimes, but they also have really long lessons online through Skype, through the other video platforms. It's just a bit different because they have lessons. For example, my little brother spends her day learning how to play the guitar, and his teacher goes, I think, on Messenger. She listens while my brother plays the guitar and she corrects her through the phone. So it's just something really funny, but really good at the same time.
Now let's turn to, you're from Portugal. Have you thought about going home?
Actually, I mean, I am at home. I am in Portugal right now.
Oh, okay.
I thought about staying actually there. It would be exactly the same. I love equally both countries. Simply, all the gyms were closing in Budapest and workouts are a very important part of my life. Also, they closed in Portugal. But at my home here in Portugal, I had some gym material I can still work out. And basically, that was the main reason to come back.
When did you decide that you will not stay in Hungary? What was the turning point?
On Wednesday when they closed my gym. And I just bought the next plane ticket to Portugal. And that was the reason. Although it feels very good to be at home, of course, and both of my parents are doctors, so they are both in the field. So I think even my parents would be more relieved if I would stay in Hungary because they are every day in the field and they're coming back. So we have every day to take extra, to be extra careful, take extra procedures regarding hygiene, regarding cleanliness. But on the other side, I'm pretty sure I can help them keeping the household and all this stuff.
Okay, now let's move to Georgia, the country. When did you leave Hungary?
I left Hungary on the 5th of March because of my work. I went to Bagoriania, the ski resort in Georgia, for Erasmus Plus project. And then I planned to go back to Hungary, but situation got so serious that I didn't see any point to come back anymore because I got the information that university was shut down, that we would have the lectures online and everything, and I stayed at home. And also because surprisingly our government deals really well with this coronavirus, and I feel like safer here than in Hungary, to be honest.
You're also in self-isolation.
Yeah, I'm self-isolation, that's correct.
What is it like for you?
Boring. I'm really bored because this is already, I guess, 12th or 13th day, and I haven't gone outside all this time, and I'm bored, and I'm like, I missed my family really, but it's difficult to be inside and not have the right to go outside and see other people. I'm kind of really get used to be with my family because I was unused to that.
But you're at home right now.
Yeah, my whole family is in isolation.
Is there anyone checking you or guarding you?
Yeah. Actually, the people who are in the isolation, the police goes there. And if you break the law and you go outside, you get the fine of 1,000 euro in Georgian currency. But we are checked by the kind of military police because my father works at the Ministry of Defense. And actually how I got in the isolation, that's the story, that my father got the flu, and when he called to the work and wanted to have a free day, they asked if he had any contact with a person who traveled from abroad. And when he said that, yeah, my daughter traveled from Hungary, they're like, okay, you should isolate yourself. So all of my family are now in self-isolation, and the military police, or I don't know how to call them, they come and they check us. They were today, they even visited us today.
How do you get food?
Relatives, friends, they buy the food and they bring the food, but we don't open the door. They leave it on the doorstep.
Oh, okay.
And then when they go, we open the door and we take the food.
And how do you spend your days?
I watch Netflix. I work a little bit and study a little bit, but most of the time I watch Netflix and I watch TV series. That's my hobby. And now as I have more time now, I use it. I don't know how efficiently.
Okay, so it's 14 days, the entire duration of?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Almost. It's only 14 2 days?
I don't know, actually, because some of the experts say that the incubation period for COVID-19 can be 20, 21 days. So even though it's 14 days already, when we ask the officials, for example, the police, they tell us you should stay more days, but we don't know how much. And that's like, I'm kind of angry because I don't have any official information how many days I should stay more. And like, I'm kind of in uncertainty because it's already 14 days and I can like go outside, but still I can't go because I know if somebody checks me, they kind of can, I can get the fine, but like maybe one more week because of this new thing that maybe it's 20, 21 days for the incubation period and they try to be really careful here. What about in Hungary? How many days should you be in isolation?
I guess it's 14 days. Okay, thank you. Now let's go.
I'm still in Budapest and I don't know how long I'm going to be here. My story was kind of stressful because last week me and my flatmate, we thought on staying in Budapest because we would be together and it wouldn't be that boring or stressful or anything. But on the last day, when we discovered that on the 16th of March, there would be the last flight to Georgia, we decided to go. But then the tickets got sold out and then we bought flight for the 20th of March. But we were not, we didn't know if the flight would be possible or not. So 2 days before the flight, our flight got canceled again. So we got stuck here. But then my flatmate decided to go from Budapest to Minsk, from Minsk to Tbilisi, and she's in Georgia now. But I didn't want to risk to change to airport, so now I'm in Budapest alone. Now we are waiting for the government to send the plane, so there will be a special flight from Budapest to Tbilisi, but we don't know if it's going to happen or not. So far I'm here alone, but I'm coping with it really well. I'm trying to plan my whole day and to study and to work out and to somehow have fun.
So even if nobody else can come into Hungary, but you have some special permission to leave, is that right?
Yes, I have a permission to leave, even though our campus, I'm a stipendium Hungaricum student, so our campus told us that if we leave the country for more than 30 days, our scholarship would be suspended. I'm still allowed to leave the country and I'm allowed to enter the Georgian borders, but there are no flights anymore. That's the problem.
Let's continue with the topics. First, media. And I'm asking those who are staying in Hungary, how could you access information in English in Hungary?
I think I'm the only one who doesn't speak Hungarian and is in Hungary right now. So, mm-hmm.
Okay, so the question is to you.
So there are very few websites where I can access the information in English and that can be reliable. It's also important for me that the information is reliable and correct, so there are no fake news. So all I see is that we are coming close to the mass illness and we have to be careful and we have to stay at home. And I also follow the instructions from the government, but it's still not clear how correct the numbers are. Because as I see, the numbers in other European countries are rising up really rapidly. So I don't know if I should feel safe or not. That's the problem. And also then I read other articles from Euronews and some skeptical analysis of the Hungarian media. And it kind of makes me uncertain whether the information is reliable or not. But I don't have any other choices. So I have to follow them.
Did you watch the public media in Hungary? Do you have any English language information, official information from the Hungarian government? Is there any website dedicated to translating those?
It's called About Hungary, and they always post the information as soon as it's published in Hungarian, and then they translate it. I also watched the Prime Minister's speech, and there were English subtitles, so it's available. But there's the question of how reliable it is.
What about the university? Did you get any information from the university in English that you need?
Yes, university is always sending us emails every day, actually, and they are telling us how we can start online learning and stuff. So there's information in English for university. There's no problem about that.
So let's ask what you see about the differences in the public media.
To tell the truth, I don't so actively follow Hungarian media. I have this, what Nini mentioned, Hungary Today on Facebook. I follow them and I read articles on it. And if I want to check something, how many cases, for example, today, then I go to their website and I check it. But I think that my perception is that the journalists in Georgia are more active right now. We have briefings from health experts. We have briefings from our prime ministers, from different ministers. We have briefings. I think we have briefings in every hour from the director of the hospitals, from the health officials, how is the situation. I think that we have information about certain patients as well, because we have now 54 cases today already. And before 2 days before, it was less than 30. So we knew information almost about everyone. If we had any severe cases, any severe patients with some health conditions, and also we have 8 recovered patients already, and that's a good news, I guess. So what I see is that I think that it's more accessible to have information about coronavirus, how is the situation, what the government is doing, what the health officials are doing against it in Georgia than in Hungary. Yeah, that's my perception.
Let's turn to how do you see the role of politics in this situation in Hungary?
Well, I think it's very interesting because from the beginning, from the moment the government started to be careful, start to give the adequate amount of attention to the spreading of the virus, you know, it's interesting because you will always remember the first measure. Of course, after more and more stuff was getting closed, but you will always remember the very first measure, which was about closing the universities. And from the beginning, I thought it was weird. Why only the universities? Why not the middle schools, the high schools, and the kindergartens? So then we understood, of course, when the government, actually, namely the Prime Minister Viktor Orban, decided to say that there was a clear relation between illegal migrants and the virus. So that was awkward enough because it's not like the virus can get to you and say, are you an illegal immigrant? No? Okay, I am not going to infect you. And of course, everyone in Hungary knows this, but whether you want it or not, it does have an impact. Whether you want it or not, especially when you come since 2015 with the anti-migrant agenda. So clearly, this was a two-in-one. This virus situation was politicized in order to keep pushing an anti-migrant agenda. And then it got even bigger because in the beginning, it was just a direct relation between illegal migrants and the virus. A couple of days later was some official statement from the government between migrants and the virus. And finally, it was already said, it's a foreign virus. So it's any foreign virus. And that has a connection with the virus. And I apologize in advance for the language, but karma, you know, is a bitch sometimes because, you know, the first infected people were students from Iran that were here in Hungary legally under invitation of Prime Minister through a scholarship that he created. So it's very interesting how you go from illegal to actually people that are here legally at the own country expense and invitation. So yeah, to wrap it up, I think it's clearly that there is a two-in-one here. There is an attempt to connect the virus to everything that is dangerous is outside. And you know, after they did close the high schools, the elementary schools, the kindergartens, but they also assume that they decide to close first the university schools, because this is where foreign people is in Hungary. So I think this is a huge attempt of misinformation.
Viktor Orban said that when he closed the universities, that the universities will be closed because of the foreigners.
Yes. So then the thing we were just thinking, maybe there's a clear relation. We don't have to think anymore because he actually confessed it. After a week or something, yes, he actually said, when they asked him why you do not close the kindergartens, the high schools, which he did later. He changed his mind and he did it, but he also said, because it's where the foreigners are. And this idea that the virus is something foreigner, and even worse, the foreigners are the ones that carry the virus. It's huge misinformation. And I think Hungarians know that this doesn't work like this. Virus does not choose people. But it has an effect whether you want it or not. And if you realize also, every time it was a foreigner individual that was infected, they made sure they always say the nationality. Two more people from Iran got infected. One British national got infected. every time it was Hungarian citizens, they just put on the Hungarian news, oh, three more individuals got infected. But suddenly there was no nationality because they were Hungarians. And if we realize now, no one speaks about nationality anymore because, of course, the amount of Hungarians infected is twice as much as any other foreigner in Hungary infected, logically, of course. But these are little tricks that if you read the media every day, you start to understand that there's something under, you know, to try to make you think in a certain way. And it's almost impossible in Hungary now not to think of virus and foreigners. And you also see, I'm sure my colleagues can also say, you also see in the streets, if you are speaking loud in another language that is not Hungary, I mean, you start to see some reactions, some people giving you a second look, because it starts to get into their minds, which I understand when you are bombed with this kind of news every day, even if you know it's not possible, it's not absolutely true, it messes your mind, unfortunately.
We've discussed it with my fellow students, how cynical it is to close down the universities and to have higher institutions opened and kindergartens and schools. That doesn't make sense. But maybe they try to justify their action that students travel a lot. And if the students are foreigners, maybe they were in their home countries, they arrived in Hungary, or they were traveling. So this also makes sense, but I don't think that Orban's step was like that. I think it was one step against the foreigners, as always, and to raise this nationality, this aggressive nationality in Hungarians.
So let me ask you, do you feel safe in Hungary?
I do. Yeah, I totally feel safe. But we are white, young women. If we are Muslim or if we are black guy, then I don't know. But we are white, young women, so nobody is aggressive towards us. From my experience.
I agree with whenever we enter the market, they start speaking in Hungarian. So they assume we're also Hungarians. So we don't have any racist problems.
Yeah, they assume that we are Hungarians. But even if when they know that we are not Hungarians, they are not aggressive.
So I haven't experienced any kind of aggressiveness from Hungarian people.
We totally feel safe.
Sorry, can I ask a question to Hungarians? As I know in Georgia, people, even though people are skeptical towards the government, right now they really trust them because they're handling the situation really well. And what about Hungarians? Do they still trust the government because they are very skeptical towards the government as well? So how do you feel? Do you feel safe in your own country?
I think that the government is currently managing this whole crisis situation quite good. There are concerns about the new law that may or may not pass in the next few days about how this whole crisis situation can be
handled.
There are some concerns, but I think that so far the government had got some really effective and, in my perspective, really good work on this whole situation. Unusually.
I'm glad to hear that, because if Hungarians feel safe in their own country, then I will feel safer as well.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Hungary is doing better than the surrounding countries, but I feel only critical about the tests they provide for the people, the amount of tests, because they only do some tests in certain circumstances, which I don't feel too good. Because I think they should do more tests. But except from this, I feel safe. And I feel that they are doing the right decisions.
Mm-hmm. Let me add something, that we are a little bit behind the other countries that surround us, because Serbia and Slovenia already ordered to stop the public transportation. And they have some nighttime lockdown, a complete lockdown for the citizens. So we in Hungary, people still can move freely and public transport still works, which might have quite serious consequences with the further spread of the virus. So the Hungarian government is doing a little bit less of controlling the situation than the surrounding countries. So let's continue with some more topics. There is some debate on how the church works in Georgia.
Yes, approximately 2 days ago, Georgian government declared the state of emergency and they banned gathering in of groups of more than 10 people. But Georgian church is reluctant to cancel the services altogether. And we have experience from Germany, from South Korea, from other countries, how coronavirus spread from the people who went to church. So part of the society who is also believer and have faith in God, they think that everyone should stay at home and be there. And also, when you stay at home, you don't only take care of yourself, but you also take care of the other person not to spread the corona. And some other part of the society who are like believers as well, they think that if they go to the church and if they attend the liturgy and if they have these services, they won't have corona there because it's a holy place. People are really aggressive and angry who think that everyone should stay at home. And that's my position as well, that we should stay at home and isolate ourselves not to spread COVID-19. But also the position of the church and the position of the priests, the most of the priests say that they prefer to die rather than to go to the church. And that's for me is radicalism. But some people think that they are the truly believers, but I don't really think so. I don't know. Maybe you can share about the situation of church in Hungary. Do they proceed with the services or they are locked down? How they are doing right now?
Yesterday, Sunday, was the last in-person mass in the Catholic Church. And from today, it's online. It's going online.
Okay, yeah. That's a practice of many different countries. And yesterday, it was Sunday. And we had all the TVs, all the media reported how people went to the church. And in some church, they really kept the distance, 1-2 meters. But in some church, they were a lot of people, really a lot of people. And when you touch the walls, when you touch each other and the church people, you know, everyone knows everyone. And it's impossible to keep the distance. And I think that's one of the main place that can really fasten the way virus spreads. So I think that the church and people inside the church who control the situation there, they should understand that it's not the time right now to think about their power and how they stand in the society, in eyes of the society, in the eyes of the people. Because I think that here in Georgia we had a lot of scandals related to the church, and they tried to regain their power. And right now, if they say that, yeah, you should stay at home and you shouldn't come to the church, they think that then what is the faith? So I think that that's against each other's health.
So that is from Georgia. Monica, you're in Portugal. What about Portugal?
I think from what I see, people are putting their fear and prevention over their religious beliefs, I guess, because actually we are behaving well, like I said. It was even before Portugal declared the state of emergency, where you are obligated to stay at home with several cases, exceptions, of course. Even before Portugal declared the state of emergency, people were already doing that. I heard something about also online masses, getting together via Viber, even with priests and stuff. So I think people are finding other solutions.
And you have some comment about the supermarkets.
No, I thought, yeah, I mean, I was wondering, and I was just talking with you about it. Why we always fall on the same mistake? Why we always see people running to the supermarkets buying stuff like there's no tomorrow? Especially, for example, I can tell you the case of Portugal. We have our prime minister, we had our government saying, do not worry, nothing will miss in the supermarket. We had the National Association of Agriculture saying, do not worry, the food chain, the food supply will never be deficient. We had the health minister of Portugal saying, guys, the last thing we want in Portugal is a bunch of people in the supermarkets. Do not go there. Nothing will be missing. So it was pretty clearly clear that nothing was going to be missed. Starting from the principle, you're still buying what you usually buy, or even admitting you buy a bit more. It's okay. Still, what happened? People got crazy and supermarkets are empty. You know, and this is the theorem we always know. So people made a false situation actually come into truth, because there was no lack of products, and now there is lack of products. But it was not a consequence of the virus. It was not a consequence of deficient government. It was not a consequence of the companies, of the commercial companies. It was simply a consequence, a human-made consequence by the people due to fear and prevention. And we always fall on this trick. I mean, there's psychological reasons for this, of course, but in Hungary was the same. On that, I think in Hungary and Portugal is the countries I can speak. People buying amount of too much. I mean, definitely too much. So I think it's just a funny phenomena that people should maybe investigate more. Why we always fall on this trick?
Very good observation. Last round of question. What are your plans for the next few days?
My plan is to start reading materials for my TDK competition thesis. My plan is to work and to work out at home, because I don't really have possibility to work a lot and I feel low energy because of staying at home all these days. And also I'm planning to go through all the new syllabuses and requirements from all of our subjects, because everything has changed, so I need to update myself.
So far, Georgians who are stuck in Hungary are still waiting for the plane to be sent from the government, but if that won't happen, that's not a tragedy for me, because I'm going to study, I have online classes, I have my day planned, so I'm protected here. I'm in self-isolation as well. I don't leave my house until it's necessary. So I'm going to live my life normally, just at home.
You know, it's when you realize that your lifestyle is called quarantine. So nothing really is going to change, since I'm a very homey person. Of course, we belong to the same school and the same class, so we have online classes. But besides that, as long as I have my gym material at home, nothing really would change on my daily routine.
Same. My plan is to prepare for my courses, take the online courses, and just be home, enjoy my free time.
I'm going to read a lot for my TDK course and for the other courses too. And I'm going to work out and maybe learn how to knit or how to cook or something useful that can be done within the four walls.
Okay, thank you for all five of you for participating in this discussion. And today is Monday, the 23rd of March, 2020. And that was Budapest Calling. Goodbye.